I'm your host, Kim Searing. You just heard a snippet of the brand new single, Saving Up for a Friday, by my very special guest, country artist Brian John Harwood, featuring Juno-nominated CCMA award-winning country icon Jason McCoy. Saving Up for a Friday is a working-class anthem that is bound to live rent-free in your head after just one chorus. For me, it was 15 seconds into the song. Hearing that tempo, I knew that this was the tailgate bonfire party song for the summer of 2022. The single was produced by Dustin Bird and written by Brian, Jason, and Dustin. The song is destined to be the hit song for this Canadian summer. Here to talk about his brand new single is Canadian country artist Brian John Harwood.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Not bad.
I just wanted to let you know, it's just always so great for me when I have you on the show. I always have such a big smile on my face every single time because you're so humble, you're so gracious, and I just absolutely love you to death.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
First off, congratulations, Dad. Congratulations to both you and Laura. Gosh, you both make such beautiful babies.
Oh, thank you so much. They must get that from the mom.
Well, when I take a look at the picture that you put up, I think it was today, of you when you were younger, and taking a look at that post and taking a look at the babies, you can see so much of both of you.
That's what my wife says. She's just like, they totally look like 100% you. She's like, they have your eyes. She's like, looking at baby pictures of me, she's like, you could totally, like, they're definitely my girls. So,
well, congratulations, and mom's healthy, and everything went really well.
Yeah, everything, so man, crossed my fingers, and just I'm so lucky and blessed. Like, my wife is healthy, and she's back at her running and training for a marathon. And
are you serious?
And then the girls are growing up fast and they're healthy. I say growing up fast, but they're like, Callie's 10 pounds at 5.5 months, and some babies come out at that because she was 2.5, so she was 2 pounds ounces, in the hospital, and like the size of a water bottle. Like, I was holding her in my hand, and it's just so tiny. It was definitely a ride. And you can watch my song, my music video for my song First, and it really shows, from us going in there to have them deliver to their journey through the NICU for the first month of their life. And I'm glad I was able to capture that and have that for in the future when the girls look back and see how they came into the world.
It's such a beautiful, beautiful journey when you see them healthy and they're home and they're flourishing and they're getting bigger. I know that the preemies tend to get bigger faster once they start feeding, and like in the first, the first year and a half, they're usually bigger. And then all of a sudden they drop the weight. I just know my son, he was just like a little cabbage, and he was just such a round, a really, really round in his face and everywhere. And then I kept saying, is he always going to be like this? Because he was so tiny when he was born. And then as soon as he hit 3 years old, he dropped all of that. And I think it's just the body's way of protecting itself too, right?
Yeah, true. I'm learning so much. And, I'd be so lost if I was doing this on my own. My wife, she's so smart and loves to read all these things, and I learn new stuff every day, and we're just doing the best we can, and it's, thank gosh, she knows what she's doing, because, I've come a long way. At first, they were just so small, I was afraid to hold them, but now I pick them both up.
You have them in the tub with you, and it's just you're such a hands-on dad.
Oh, we have, every night we have daddy-daughter bath time, so, and it's easier that way, because mom can wash one while she leans over while daddy's playing with one in the water, because they love the water. They're going to be just like me and just like your mom and love the water. So,
so nice.
That's their happy place, just to wind down before they take their last feed and go to bed.
Is there a difference? Do you notice a difference in the personality, like for you and Lola to for Logan and
yeah, 100%. Logan is just, you know what, they both of them remind me of me and my older brother. And funny enough, like their nicknames, well, it's Logan and Callie, but their nicknames are Lo, and Callie is CJ because it's Callie Jean. So Lo and CJ, but me and my brother were always Joe and BJ. So it's kind of funny that way, because, you know, Logan, we can see she's like the first, she was the bigger one and the firstborn, and she's just chill. Just lazy, just chill. She loves to sleep. She just very observant and quiet. And that's so like my brother Joe. And Callie, I think she's more like me. She's just a go-getter. She's just, she's already like gripping onto her fingers and walking. She's making conversation. Like we mock each other and she copies me and then I'll copy her. And she's just like, you can see yin and yang. We just did a family photo shoot, and she like hams it up for the camera when Logan's just like, oh, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I'm resting. You guys, yeah, don't bug me.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I love seeing all the photos that the two of you post, and it's just so much fun just to see how much they've changed.
Oh, that's why when I get reached out by some photographers, and we were asked to be models for some workshop with, you know, 5 or 6 different photographers. Mm-hmm. Of course, I said, yeah, because all it does is add to our photo albums at home of them, and get to remember this stage because it goes so fast.
Oh, so cool. How did Lincoln respond when you brought them home?
You know, we did a lot of reading before that because he was our baby before, and we love him to death. He sleeps in between us in the king size bed every night. If I'm not there, he takes my spot. But if I'm here, he knows to roll over, and he puts his arms over mom, and I come in. But so we did a lot of reading, and we found out that it was best that we brought the babies to him. So while we were in the hospital, I'd bring him over to my parents' house, so he wasn't alone. And then what we did is I dropped Laura off with the babies. And then I went and picked up Lincoln while she went into the garage and she wasn't with the baby. And then I brought Lincoln in for about 5 minutes. And then she knocked on the door with the babies. And me and Lincoln went to greet them and brought them into the house where he met them for the first time. And that way it gives like we're bringing, like, that way he doesn't come home to this somebody that's already in his house. Mm-hmm. You know, because for the last 3 years it's been his house, right? So which totally makes sense. And but we prepared for it. They were in the NICU for about a month, so we would bring blankets home and
so he
would
could
snuggle.
Smell. Yeah,
yeah, he would snuggle with them. And you know what, I think it worked so well because when they got here, he just loves them. He would lay on the bed and look over at the bassinets and just watch them sleep.
Aw, that's awesome.
You know, he still, now that they're in the nursery, he still comes in, and when we're feeding them or reading them stories, he'll come in, you know, smell them and lick the back of their heads, and then he'll go. And then he'll leave just to make sure they're okay, you know, just checking in on his girls. So
he's got more to protect now.
Yeah, exactly. He has purpose, and you can really see that, you know, how protective he is and how much he does love them. I hope that continues when they're in their terrible twos and they're pulling on his ears and his tail.
They just adapt. I don't know what it is, but they just seem to instinctively know, because it's almost like they're babies to them too. And you know, their own. Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. And he's like, you know, I'm a big suck, right? I got a big heart. I was cursed with a big heart. So, like, I feel like some days he's, you know, he's down because it's not the same as it was. So what I'll do is I'll take them for a car ride, and you know, we'll go get some vanilla ice cream, or we'll go for a hike, or
cool.
Late at night, if it's just me and him up, I'll go downstairs, and my and his favorite late night snack is a banana popsicle, so we both have our own banana popsicles, and so I kind of baby him a little bit more now, because I want him to know that, you know,
he still has that special time.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so good. You're such a good dad.
He makes it hard to not love him, because he's a perfect dog. We definitely lucked out rescuing him. So.
Yeah, you know what? Rescues sometimes can be the best, right?
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. Awesome. Now, we got to talk about your single first. And yes. That is such an amazing tribute to your baby girls. I know that you wrote it originally, you know, when you didn't know that you were having twins. Tell us about writing this one.
You know what? My wife and I were trying, you know, we wanted to start a family, and, you know, it's harder than it seems, like, when you want to do it. So it's just like, I think months went by, and then the day we found out that she was pregnant and I was going to be a dad, you know, was so exciting. I remember we got changed and we're like, let's go for a run, and we were running outside, and I just remember running and singing to my, like, I just started singing to myself, from the first time you open your eyes to the last time that I open, you know, so like the melody just hit me like that as I was running, and I started singing to my wife. I'm like, you like that? She's like, that's pretty cool. So, you know, that right at, when we got back from our walk, I called my producer, Dustin Bird, a good buddy of mine. And I started singing that to him, and he's like, man, that's so good. He's like,
gonna write it.
Yeah. And right there on the phone, I don't think we jumped on Zoom or anything. I just had him on speakerphone, and we wrote it just like that.
Pretty special.
It just, you know, and then when I found out it was twins, it was like, oh, do I have to change the name to first? But, you know, the more I thought about it, I was like, man, it makes more sense, because I'll never put either of them first. They're both my first, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. I love them both the same. Like, you're both my first. And it just works. And I think it makes it more powerful and more relatable to other people. So I just kept it how I had it. And
Perfect song.
I love it, and it's just, you know, and that's what my songs are all about. It's just, I'm just trying to build my library with, you know, songs of my life, little pieces of my life, stuff to, you know, build my legacy, songs that will be here for my girls and for my fans and my family when I'm not around anymore. So, like, I love my songs to be something special to me, whether it's, you know, something deep, as in Good Boy or First or Dad, or something just fun like Hotter Than Summer or my new one with Jason McCoy, you know. So, like, I take a lot of pride in the songs I put out and the songs I write. So I'm just glad this one came out exactly how I hoped.
Well, so many people relate to it, and there's mums everywhere that have been drying their eyes every single time they hear this one, and I know it meant so much to me too. You just write beautifully. We're going to play this one right now. This is such a beautiful song, and this is First by my very special guest, country's rising star, Brian John Harwood, here on Music's Journey.
From the second that you came into our lives, I've been over the good night moon. There's never been a more right time. Feels like I've been waiting my whole life on you. From the first time you opened your eyes to the last time that I closed mine, there's nothing I won't do. From your first to my last words, you'll always be first. From the first time that you take a step to the first time that you step on the gas, there ain't a moment that I'll ever forget. I just wanna make each one last. From the first time you open your eyes to the last time that I close mine, there's nothing I won't do for you. From the moment you took your first breath, yeah. We've got so much to learn, and I'm gonna work to make sure you get everything you deserve. From your first to my last words, you'll always be first. You'll always be first. When I be with you wherever you are. From the first time you open your eyes to the last time that I close mine, there's nothing I won't do for you, yeah. You don't know me well yet, but I already love you more than anyone I've loved before. From the moment you took your first breath, yeah. We've got so much to learn, and I'm gonna work to make sure you get everything you deserve. From your first to my last words, you'll always be first. You'll always be first. First.
That was First, such a special song. And that was written for his baby girl. So such a beautiful, beautiful song. And that's for my very special guest, country artist Brian John Harwood, here on Music's Journey. It is the perfect love letter to his baby girls, for Logan and Callie.
Sometimes people are like, Kelly? I'm just like, no, Callie, like California. I named her after California. I'm a big traveler, and I've been all over the world, but still to this day, I think California is still one of the most magical, beautiful places I've been. Just the air down there is different, and it's just so magical. It's one of my loves. So
it's meant something to you, and that just ties into that. And it's great when you can put a place and be able to write something, you know, that's based on that, and be able to connect to something like that, and then just now to be able to present that as your daughter's name. And that's so cool. Tell us about making this beautiful, beautiful music video for First.
You know, I thought it was kind of like a new age home movie. You see in movies, and when the old people with cameras, the camcorders, and having cigars in the lobby, you know, like, and I just like, you know, I kind of want that old school. You know, now with our phones, when I was in the hospital, you know, I videotaped Laura on the stretcher going into the operation room, and I filmed myself in my scrubs and everything else, and then try to film it all so, like, when the girls grow up, they can see their journey and see how they came into the world. And I didn't know really how I was going to do the performance part, or if there was going to even be a performance part, but you know, we had the nursery set up, and, you know, I bought a guitar. I had a custom guitar made from PRS, and it hangs in their nursery. And I played it to them every night before bed. I sing them a few songs, and I thought, how cool would it be if I just put a stool in between both cribs and I play that guitar for it? So that's what we did.
Oh, perfect. It is absolutely beautiful. And it just melts my heart every single time I watch that. And love is just such a beautiful thing. And your life has just opened up so much. Man, I'm telling you, this is just such a beautiful time in your life. And this is something that you just want to hold on to for every second you got it.
I was just thinking about that the other day. If I could go back and tell my younger self, you know, everything's going to be just fine, like, you're going to be, if I could tell my younger self how happy I am right at this moment in my life, you know, it would have definitely calmed me down growing up, you know, because, you know, I had ups and downs and I didn't know where my life was going until, you know, I met an angel that filled all my gaps and kind of, she just,
completes
she was
you.
Everything I needed, right? Mm-hmm. And totally made me the man that I knew I could be and that I wanted to be. And, you know, then came Lincoln and then came my baby girls. And I can't even describe in words how blessed and how lucky and fortunate I am to be able to call this my life.
Mm. And it's amazing when we look back at our journey in life. And like you're talking about the songs and your music and how music and writing was like a therapy in a lot of ways for you as you were growing up. And you didn't even start the band, I think, until you were like 22, if I remember correctly. And, you know, just being able to play guitar, teaching yourself how to do that and seeing what doors open and just being able to have that confidence in life that, you know what, you got to go with the punches. You got to go with change. And be willing to make change and not be afraid of it. And so many people are afraid of change. And look what's happened with you. And it's just in its own divine time. You might not understand it back then when you were going through those tough times. And then to move into the beautiful, beautiful life you have right now.
I couldn't have said it better myself. And it's, you know, it's life is about choices. And it's about, you know, positive thinking and change and choices and just life is a crazy whirlwind and you don't know what's behind the next door, you know, so you just got to try to stay positive and kind of go with the flow and just make the most of it because this is all we got. So just be happy and grateful for the time you have right now. And that's why I don't take any moment for granted with my kids, because as soon as we brought them back a week later, Callie got sick and had to go back into the hospital for a week, and it was the hardest thing, you know. And like just the fact that they're healthy right now means so much. I would trade anything just to know that they're healthy and safe, you mm-hmm. know.
Mm-hmm. Life takes on a whole new meaning, and the stuff that we sweat about and stuff that everybody gets concerned about, just stuff, just doesn't have any meaning to it, you know, when you look back and see what your focus should be on. And if
it's crazy, especially now that I have kids, it's just things you worry about, you know, like you have these stresses and these worries and these wants, and then like they don't really mean as much anymore. They're just like, whatever. Like, it's like, I'm happy. My kids are healthy. You know, like.
We evolve, right?
It's hard to describe. You know, people would talk about, you know, the love that you get, you know, when you have your kids and stuff. And you're like, yeah. I can imagine that. But you don't really know until they're looking you back in the eye with a big smile on their face. And you know, you help create that. That's your flesh and blood. And it's something else. I would go to the ends of the world to protect those two.
Oh, I know you would. You've just got such a beautiful heart and soul. And that's part of the reasons why I always smile, as I said in the beginning. I always smile every time I know I'm going to be interviewing you and being able to discuss any of the music that you write. I'm such a massive fan right from the beginning when you were doing Beyond Haven. And
just that means so much.
Yeah, just from your journey, just the person that you've been, you've played for some of the biggest bands, and you know, you're talking about opening for 3 Days Grace and Finger 11 and Big Wreck. You know, it just brings back so many memories, and watch this journey and this brotherhood that you created with Matt Davey, and just a beautiful journey all the way through.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the fact that Matt's still, you know, we're still doing Kansas Stone stuff, and we got some shows this summer, still playing a bunch of shows and stuff. But the thing is, Matt and I are so close. Matt wants to still be part of my solo project and all these songs. So like, he's jumping on the road with me all summer long, doing all my solo shows. We got shows in, you know, Thunder Bay, Saskatchewan, Calgary. We're going over to Australia in the fall. So
That's happening, which is awesome. That is just absolutely amazing that that's opened back up and the Canadians are playing over there. So such huge fans they are.
It's going to be great. And like, you know, it's, you know, the bond with Matt, it's strong and he supports what I do. It was actually his idea for me to start the solo project. And, you know, I couldn't be happier with my career where it's at right now. And, you know, looking back from the Beyond Haven days, even through the Kansas Stone days, it's like I was a total different person. Mm-hmm. You know, like I look back on who I was, I was still the same guy. It's just, I guess I had my priorities just, you know, and those are things you learn over the years, I think. And it's crazy. Life is crazy. You learn lessons along the way. And I can say that I think everybody is given those lessons. It's just whether you learn from them or not. You really got to sit back and look at your life from the outside in to really be honest with yourself and how you are, and that's from that I think you grow into someone that you want to be.
It's the honesty in being able to be present, I think, in your own life and take away all the noise and everything else and take a really good hard look, and then you know. Then you can take a look and say what you really want, what works.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also, you know, with Matt Davey, you guys are up for Duo and Group of the Year for the CMA Ontario Awards. So incredible, incredible, the journey you're
on. Yeah. I think that was second ballot. I'm not sure if we're going to make it through to the final show or not, but, you know, CMAOs is a good family, and you know there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of talented artists in just Ontario alone. So, just to be involved with that family means the world. I know we'll be playing. We'll all be playing showcases in London this year. So. I'll be there, and I can't wait to bring my daughters to walk the red carpet with me, because they walked last year in my wife's stomach, and now the four of us will be able to walk down there together.
Oh, it's going to be so awesome to see, and I'll be there. I will be there and making sure that we take a little snippet of time for you guys and making sure we get a beautiful photo of you guys on the carpet.
Yeah. Definitely. Make sure you stop us, and then we'll do a little interview, and I'll get to introduce you to the newest members of my family.
Oh, I cannot wait, because I've been a part of it when you were doing the whole video, when you were going to be proposing to Laura, and then that big surprise for her, and then to see this whole journey, and you're married with two beautiful baby girls.
It's been a wild 2 years, I can tell you that.
In more ways than one. And you know what? You guys did it all through COVID, so pretty awesome.
I know, and I was going to say, like, I feel horrible talking about it sometimes, because I have a lot of friends and, you know, people that have lost businesses, and it's been a rough year, like, to say the least. Mm-hmm. But
we need to hear the beautiful things that happened, you know, too.
Yeah, I was just fortunate, and I was just lucky, and I was able to turn my last 2 years into probably the best 2 years of my life. I built a solo career, you know, got married, I had twins. And we're just excited that we had to put off the marriage. Like, we got legally married, but the ceremony we've had to put off for 2 years now. So this November, we're headed out to Costa Rica, and we're going to do a big ceremony out there on the rooftop of Planet Hollywood. So we're looking forward to that.
Wow. That is going to be such a great party and celebration.
I can't wait. anywhere with palm trees and white sand.
That's right.
count me in.
We want to be able to talk about kicking off this spring, man, for 2022 with the Healthy Baby Girls, but now for the brand new single, Saving Up for a Friday. So let's talk about that one, featuring no one other than Jason McCoy. What a great pairing for the two of you, and you guys are close friends as well.
Yeah, it's been a big check off my bucket list, that's for sure. I remember, you know, rewind, you know, 7-10 years ago, I was front row at Roadhammer shows being like, this is amazing. Like, one day, I remember turning to Matt and saying, one day I'm going to work with them, you know? And, you know, fast forward to today, two singles ago, I did one with Clayton Bellamy, and then I have one with Jason McCoy, and Jason's coming over to my house once a week, and we're writing songs, you know? We're just close, and I'm excited that in May, I'll be jumping on a few shows, opening up for them, and it's going to be fun.
I'm telling you, this one was the perfect summer hit song. 15 seconds in, I heard the tempo and went, yep, that's Jason. That's definitely Brian. And it's just like, you know, this is going to be played at so many parties. And can you imagine finally playing live and having this song to kick it off? And sitting there and listening to the fans be able to sing back the song. It's just such a kick-ass song.
Ah, oh, thank you so much. I didn't know where the song was going to go. Jason and I wrote it so fast. And, you know, I had this melody, and I was humming the melody to him. And it's funny. I had the song idea. I said, check this out. And I had the song idea of Corn Clock. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I don't know. I was driving down the road, and I was like, I noticed that, you know what, you know, the time of the year by how tall the corn is.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looked at me, and he's like, let's use Saving Up for Friday instead. And I laughed, and I'm like, that's a great song idea. He's like, yeah, let's go with that instead. So we just wrote it, and it came out in about, you know, 30, 40 minutes, and we finished it. Sent it to our, like, my producer, Dustin, my good friend, and, you know, he just took it to a whole new world. It just blew my mind. The kid is so talented, you know. He should be winning awards, for, not only for producing, but, you know, he signed with Open Roads. His songs are just probably the most talented kid I know, and,
Well, his ears must be burning, because we were talking about him for my interview earlier today for Aaron Allen and working for Smoke and Ashes, right? With Peter Lesperance, yeah.
He's just so talented. And that's the thing about the award ceremonies and stuff. It's just sometimes, like, the people that should be highlighted aren't, because they're not in the group of people, or the, you know, so, you know, I like to shine lights on people that work hard and that, you know, deserve the recognition, but don't necessarily get it because they're not in the limelight, you know?
Oh, well, his name, I hear it all the time, and I'm talking about him all the time. So that's why I like to give a shout out to the people that are working, you know, as a part of the team that make the song happen. And that's incredible. You guys, with this song right now, Saving Up for a Friday, has over 100,000 streams just in the first month of its release.
Yeah, that blew me away. I have only the fans to thank for that, and the DSPs, you know, Apple Music, Spotify. Without them, this whole new world that we're living in is insane. I'm getting messages from, you know, Germany. Like, for some reason, my stuff is doing so well over in Germany, the UK, Australia. And I wouldn't have this opportunity without, you know, Apple Music and Spotify. So it's, you know, it's just...
Now you got Sirius XM Country picking it up as well, and it's crushing it there too.
And that's a big help, you know, like, as an independent artist, and, like, I'm an actual independent artist, because sometimes they call an independent artist someone that's still on an independent label that has a label work, but I do everything myself. Mm-hmm. From graphic design, from pictures, to the everything. So I'm my own manager, I'm my own agent, you know, so, like, I literally do everything myself, and, you know, Sirius XM and CBC is a big help for someone like me, because, you know, they play our songs and get it out there, and it really helps.
Well, you're so well deserved when it comes to everything in your life right now. I am so excited about this song. We are going to play it right now. Here is the killer new single, Saving Up for a Friday, by my very special guest, Brian John Harwood, one half of the chart-topping country duo, Kansas Stone, featuring the one and only Jason McCoy, here on Music's Journey.
B-Man, the real McCoy. rocking out. Thirsty Thursday, one more day, it's my day. It's about to go down, I can just see it now. Blowing off a little smoke, yep. Tip a little crown of coke, yep. We all in high rolling, we going for broke.
Hell yeah!
We've been waiting on the weekend.
Fire up!
Got a pocket full of faith.
Game on!
Yeah, we jumping off the deep end. Let's get a little bit sideways, but saving up for a Friday.
Tell him, J-Mac.
Well, I don't mind overtime any other weeknight. Friday at 5, man, I'm talking out. Shut her down, disassemble this assembly line. If y'all rockin' that blue collar, give me a holler now. Blowing off a little smoke, tip a little crown and coke. We all in high rolling, we goin' for broke.
Hell yeah!
We've been waiting on the weekend.
Fire up!
Got a pocket full of faith.
Game on!
Yeah, we jumping off the deep end. Let's get a little bit sideways and saving up for a Friday. Put some whiskey in my tank to run another week so we can do it all again. Make a little bit of bank, put some whiskey in my tank to run another week so we can do it all again.
Hell yeah!
We've been waiting on the weekend.
Fire up!
Got a pocket full of
praise. Game on!
Yeah, we jumping off the deep end. Let's get a little bit sideways and save it up for
Friday. That was Saving Up for a Friday by country's rising star Brian John Harwood featuring Jason McCoy of the Roadhammers. This song is the one that you're going to want to play. You want to get in the car, roll the windows down, and crank it. This is the working class anthem that you're going to be hearing a lot more of. It's been climbing the charts steady ever since its release. So just want to remind the fans that they can download this song to all the streaming platforms and you can share it on all your playlists. So don't forget, you can also request it at all your local country radio stations. This is such a great, great song. I am so pumped to see you guys live. Is there any touring that's going on?
Yes. May 20th and 21st, we're at El Macombo. I'm opening up for Jason McCoy there. I'm in Collingwood in April. I got to check the dates, but it's all over. So, like, I'm so pumped to be going all, like, playing as much as possible all over the place. Music's back. Music, live music. It went away for a while, but I'm just glad that things are getting back to the normal. Like, indoor shows and a little bit of little taste of normal coming back. And, you know, it's scary for some, but we got to get back to it. And it's going to be nice.
Glad it's here. Glad it's here. And you got the trip to Australia too coming up. So much happening for you.
Yes, I can't wait, you know, and I got a few shows this summer. I can't wait to bring my daughters out to I'm opening up for Rivertown Saints in Tay Bay in July. And we got the awards in June. And just if you go to brianjohnharwood.com, I'm going to have update all the dates and we'll keep you informed, definitely.
We got to talk about the music video because it is so much fun. The creativity behind this one. I think you were working with AJ before, and AJ did this one too, right?
Yeah, AJ's my bass player. So he does all my stuff, and, you know, I direct everything. I come up with the ideas. I direct him. He just knows how to make it look good. So what was funny is we were all going to go to AJ, myself, and Jason, we're going to go to Vegas for this music video and shoot it in the desert at the Neon Sign Graveyard. And I think 2 weeks before we were going to do it, Ontario went into another lockdown, which totally put an end to that. So I was scrambling around, and I was just lucky enough to find a studio in Toronto called Neon Demon. And
right, I forgot about that place.
Yeah, and like I think it's closed now. It was just luck, pure luck, that I found it and they told me they were closing, and that I booked a date and they had that date available, and we did it up just in a few hours, but it looks like we are having the time of our lives on the Vegas Strip, and you know, all the lights and just a good time, right?
Well, you captured it perfectly, and it's such a cool and fun video to watch. It always is when Jason's in it too.
He's a hoot. He's the highlight of the party.
He is so much fun. Talk about the contest you guys have on right now.
Yeah, you can win a Zoom party with us. It's saving up for a good Friday. So everybody that wants to have a good Friday, you can win $500. You could win a bunch of merch and a Zoom party. And if you go to my Instagram, you can check out all the ways to enter. You can enter by, you know, subscribing on YouTube or following on Spotify and stuff like that. It takes 2 seconds to do it, but you could end up having yourself a great Friday.
No, that's amazing. That would be so much fun for fans just to be able to see that. I don't even want to guess at what the jokes Jason's going to put on for that one too. So you know, yeah, it's going to be a good time. Okay, so we're reminding everybody. So Red Barn Brewery, and that is on May 14th. You got Summerfest July 23rd. So much more. So they can check out your website and they can get all the dates and times for the show. So you're going to be on, and check out everything that's going on Facebook for these contests as well as on Instagram there. So the fans can take a look at that. Do you have time just for three quick questions?
Yes. Okay.
All right. So, favorite VR, so your virtual reality game to play?
Oh, that's a good one, because I try to get in at least a game a night, because, you know, it's just some unwind time for me, something away from music once the girls are sleeping. I probably Population One. It's just a fun game that just, you know, you can. I end up going in with Dustin Bird and a few of my friends, and we just go in as a team and just try to unwind a bit. It's fun.
Nice. Who's the most competitive artist that you play with?
Ooh, probably maybe Dustin. Well, me and Dustin have our own competition, so sometimes me and him just go head on head, and like, sometimes we have fun. We both crack a beer, him at his house, me at my house, and we jump in VR, and whoever kills the one person has to take a drink, and we're very competitive like that. So yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so favorite all-time soundtrack?
That one's easy. I'm gonna go Rocky IV.
Oh,
on that one.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's actually, this whole soundtrack's 48 minutes long. I know that because I press play as soon as I go out on the gym floor, and I work out to that every time I go to the gym.
Oh, neat. Very
so
cool.
I know when my workout is, when that soundtrack's done, I head into the sauna. So
perfect timing, perfect workout. All right. Yeah. Favorite lyrics in a song?
Ooh, that is a hard one. You know, I can't think about the exact words off it right now, but I will tell you, my favorite words are ones that give me goosebumps. I literally tear up. Actually, I could tell you one right now that doesn't matter when I'm listening to it. I full out, tears come down my face, and just the emotion in the words is Believe by Brooks and Dunn.
Such a good song.
I sing along to that every time, doesn't matter what it is. I don't know if they're my favorite lyrics, but the fact that when you get goosebumps and you shed tears from words like that, that's art. That means they're placed perfectly and the emotion is there, right? So.
Moves you every time.
Yeah.
It's such a good song. Okay, so for Laura's favorite acoustic song to hear you play?
I'll ask her right now. What is your favorite? Maybe her song. She loves it when I play her song, the one I proposed to her. And First. She's a big fan of First. Actually, when I come home sometimes, she's in the kitchen holding both the twins, dancing to First. She gets Alexa to play it for her. So,
aww.
So yeah, but I think she, on acoustic, she always hands me the guitar at 5 o'clock when the babies start getting cranky, and she's like, here, play my song. Because the girls just look up and they go silent, and they love it. They try singing along with daddy. So.
Oh, so nice. So nice. I'm so happy for you guys and for you to be able to enjoy the springs here and the summer just around the corner, and being able to see you guys out there and just enjoying life. It's been a tough 2 years for everybody, but man, what some blessings have been shone upon the two of you.
I can't wait for cold season to go away. That way we can get out there. I'm going to be training for a half marathon with Laura, and pushing the stroller and getting those babies some fresh air where we're not afraid of any colds or anything. It's going to be, the farther we get into spring, the happier I get.
Absolutely. So. When's the marathon?
In October, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a runner. She joins the Scotiabank one, the Toronto Scotiabank Marathon. She's done two full marathons, which is 42.2 kilometers, which blows my mind.
Wow.
And she does it only in a few hours, and I'm just like, I could never do something like that. So I told her, I will push the girls. I'll do a half marathon with the girls in a stroller.
Oh, that's going to be so cool. So you'll have some pictures of that, right?
Yeah. And then we'll give her a kiss at the halfway point, and she can take the rest of it by herself.
So. And then you'll be there just with the signs up and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, me and the girls will be there at the finish line before we're waiting.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations once again. Congratulations on your noms for the CMA Ontario Awards. And just wanted to be able to say thank you so much for writing beautiful, beautiful music. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. Anytime, you just let me know, and I will definitely see you at the CMAOs this year.
Sounds good. I can't wait to meet everybody. Give Laura a big kiss for us and a big hug, and congratulations.
I will do. And I will also give Lincoln a big hug.
Oh, that's right. Cannot forget Lincoln at all.
You take over that king-size bed. Like to tear things up just to make a mess, don't you? And anyone who knows you, knows you. Like to get dirty but hate to wash up. Do just about anything for a bit of rub, won't you? Oh, but no matter what, you're still my good boy. You're still my best friend. You're still my shotgun rider right beside me, head in the wind. Yeah, I wish I could hear what you're thinking. You can't say the words, but buddy, I'm listening. Just know that I'll never stay mad. You're still my good boy. We got a baby that ain't on all fours. If we don't feed you first, you won't go ignored. But patience ain't exactly your favorite. Time flew by, you looking all grown up. But when I look in your eyes, I still see a pup who wants to be played with. Oh, and no matter what, you're still my good boy. You're still my best friend. You're still my shotgun rider right beside me, head in the wind. Yeah, I wish I could hear what you're thinking. You can't say the words, but buddy, I'm listening. Just know that, even though I'm a dad, you're still my good boy. Me's up there, and part of you never left. Oh, I'll never forget. You're still my good boy. You're still my best friend. You're still my shotgun rider right beside me, with me till the end. Yeah, I know that you're running free in heaven. I hope the good Lord knows just who he's getting. Always know that might be sad, you're still my good boy. You're still my good boy.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Brian John Hartwit, for coming on the show. I have some great shows coming up for you. Smoke and Ashes, Jamie Warren, Jason Blaine, Annika, Mackenzie Lee Mayer, New Moon Junction, and so many more. I hope you can join me here next time on The Music's Journey Show. Don't forget you can check out my podcast at musicsjourney.com for many more artist interviews that you don't want to miss. You also can check out the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love with all the latest music, videos, and reviews. You can check that out at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll see you here next time on Music's Journey.